And I trust that you that have journeyed with me through these spheres have been changed by the presence of God. Do I have any witnesses? Amen. From the troposphere to the stratosphere to the messed up sphere to the thermosphere to finally now the exosphere, where all the laws change. You know, in certain countries, even I think some of the Caribbean countries, laws are different than the laws here. In many countries, the steering wheel on the car is on the other side, on the wrong side. And so if you start driving on the right side in the country where they drive on the wrong side, then you're liable to have an accident, be arrested, you know, whatever, because the laws are different. Well, our endeavor today is to enlighten, inform, and educate you on the laws of the exosphere. This is a sphere that's different. This sphere, once we come into this sphere, all the natural laws begin to be defied. Limitations are broken off. Bondages are destroyed. Shackles fall off. So much is contingent on how your mind has been renewed through the other spheres. You know, stuff should have been falling off of us through every one of these spheres. Till we got to that thermosphere where the heat got so hot you thought you were going to be toast. But what the devil means or tries to make you think is evil, God has meant it for your good. I was so blessed when we traveled to Rwanda this last time, because there had been so much opposition to the church. And we have a good right at 10 years of investment there, time, money, energy, ministry. You know, we've invested a lot there. And to see that the government shut down, just came in and shut down churches and said, you'll not meet here until you upgrade all this. And knowing how one of the strongholds in a majority of parts of Africa is the, I'll say, the mindset of poverty or lack. Even though it's the richest continent in the world, has more resource than any other continent, the mind has to be renewed, has to be changed. Some people feel inferior due to the color of their skin or where they were born or what they possess in as far as possessions. But that doesn't define you. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, that don't define you. What you have or what you don't have does not define who you are. The Son of God himself made himself poor. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Took on the form of a servant. Amen? So we want to look into this exosphere. Again, it's where all the laws change. Now, I trust that the soil of your heart and your mind is ready. You that have journeyed with me, you've been through, you've encountered some stuff. Come on. I mean, in this message, it was like, oh, okay, Lord, this is for real here, huh? You know, sometimes you can preach and teach and you don't step right into it. But to me, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, the moment I started teaching, I said, uh-oh, this thing is up in my face. Amen. The wrestling match started. The battle began because God wants to transform us. Amen. And I believe today is the day that we launch off. Amen. That we enter into this sphere. Now, the exosphere and what we've been doing in these five spheres, grace is the number five. And we've identified five atmospheres that go from planet Earth to outer space. And we've paralleled these atmospheres with spiritual atmospheres. In the troposphere, people that live there in the spirit, in that particular dimension, have certain characteristics. As they rise up out of that into the stratosphere, the characteristics change. And as they rise and mature into the mesosphere, they change even more. Then there comes the fiery trial or the thermosphere, where God burns up stuff that can't be washed away. Yeah, there's certain stuff you can wash away, but certain stuff you got to burn it up. You got to burn it out. Amen? And so the thermosphere, there's always a test before promotion, always a test before prosperity. Amen. Always remember that. There's always humility before exaltation. If you understand that, then you don't get all twisted out of shape when your trials start. Y'all, you got to realize the devil's not in control. Amen. God's in control. And, you know, I got a blessing on the other side of this thing. He'll take your mess and make a message out of it. Amen. He'll take your test and give you a testimony. Tell somebody, no test, no testimony. How you going to tell somebody something you ain't been through nothing? You haven't experienced anything. You didn't have to tough it out for a while. Amen. It didn't look like you was going to be defeated. But you can tell somebody something when it looked like you about to throw in the towel, and then at the 11th hour, the 59th minute, 59th second, God steps in and says, not so, I got you. Amen. I'll do a little demonstration that we did in the early service. If I can have my deacon come. Come, Brother Willie. Pick out your trust. I told Brother Willie in the first service, choose two people that you trust in the service. And he chose them. You going to use them again? Anybody else you trust? I told him, I said, you better be glad you didn't pick me. When the two trusty men of God come. When we enter this sphere, look at somebody and tell them, the laws change. You see, natural law has governed in the other spheres to a great degree. But when we come into the exosphere, natural law is not governing us now. You know something about a true saint of God that really serves God for a long time? No matter, the word says in Psalm, I think it's 92, that they, in old age, they will still be bringing forth fruit. In other words, no matter how old they are, they don't look old. Versus someone that's lived a life of sin, they look old, even if they're young. They look, they may not look bad, but they look old, because sin will wear them out. But the thing about a saint of God, the natural order is defied. Abraham was 100. At 75, when God gave him the promise, they said, okay, we better work this thing out, because we ain't getting no younger. But God waited till he hit 100. I mean, 99 and a half wouldn't do. He waited till 100, triple digits. He said, I'm going to visit you now. But Isaac is going to be a product of defying the natural order. Ishmael was the natural order, a concubine. And see, you're limited. But the promise of God will always defy natural order. That's why in this sphere, look at someone and say, the just shall live by faith. So I want to do a little demonstration. I asked Brother Willie, I said, you know, to pick out two people you trust. Because if you don't trust them, you know, you might get hurt in this demonstration. Okay, so he picked out two brothers that he trusts. They're trustworthy men. So I told him to stand behind him, back up a little bit more. A little bit more. Another step. Big step back. Right there. Okay, now, you still trust? Take a look where they at. You see them on the screen? Turn around, look at them. Okay, now, you still trust them? Back up another couple steps. you ain't take a look at that. Okay, back up two more steps. You still trust him? Okay, well, I like that. Because see, in this sphere, even when it looked like God ain't going to make it, you know, when it looked like, uh-oh, ain't nothing, ain't, he said he still trusts him. See, that fire that we've been through, it frees you up. One thing it targets is unbelief. It'll burn up. And you know, we have the testimony, Lord, I believe, even help my unbelief. Even where I can't stretch my imagination, help me there. Because I'm set. I'm trusting you. So right there, I say, all right, Brother Willie, you pick people you trust now. Show them that you trust them. Just fall backwards. Okay, now you trust them. Now I want y'all to let them. I want y'all. All right, you still gonna trust them? All right, you trust them? Go ahead and show them that you trust them. Okay, now you know what to do. All right? You still trust him? All right, show him that you trust him. You better be glad they're trustworthy. See, I don't let them get about this far from the ground. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Can we give them a hand clap? I like that because he showed exactly how we are in this sphere. We've come to a place where we trust God. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how far I may lean backwards. I don't know how far he is back there. But I'm trusting him. I'm trusting his word. I'm trusting what he told me. I believe. See, you've been freed up from stuff. You are no longer earthbound. It's not about how much money you have or how much money you lack. That ain't the issue. As a matter of fact, the currency of the kingdom is not money. It's faith. It's that faith. It's that leaning back saying, Lord, I'm in your arms. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. So we're going to talk about defying the natural order.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.